Durham County District Attorney Mike Nifong is in a North Carolina courtroom fighting for his professional life. He faces ethics charges from the state bar relating to his handling of the rape allegations against Duke University lacrosse players. NPR's Adam Hochberg is outside the courthouse where he's been following the proceedings, and he joins us now. Adam, now most of us remember the Duke lacrosse case. Could you remind us of Nifong's role and why he's in trouble?
Well, the reason he's in trouble really goes back to the early days of the Duke lacrosse case. Those days, a year ago spring, after a stripper claimed she was raped by several players at a team party. District Attorney Nifong at that point decided to handle the case personally, and he obtained rape indictments against three players. But he also made a number of statements to the press and to the public, saying that, in his opinion, a horrible crime had occurred. At one point, he called the players hooligans. And he did a number of other things that, in retrospect, are raising questions about both his ethics and his competence, now that the investigators from the state attorney general's office have dropped the charges and concluded that no rape ever occurred in the first place.
These proceedings have been going on all week. What's actually going on inside the courtroom?
Well, the state bar is considering three main charges against Mike Nifong. First, he's accused of making prejudicial statements to the media about the three players, but more significantly, he's charged with withholding evidence that was favorable to the players and lying to the court. One of the things that's happened so far during this hearing has been a lot of discussion about some DNA tests that Nifong had ordered, tests that seemed to support the players' claims of innocence. The players' lawyers are saying that Nifong basically sat on those results for months, and Nifong didn't share them with the defense team until defense lawyers themselves basically stumbled onto them. Now, Mike Nifong himself, we should say, has not yet had a chance to rebut those charges at the hearing. That'll happen sometime in the next couple of days. But in the past, he has cited a number of reasons for not turning over the DNA test results sooner, including privacy concerns. And also, he's talked about the workload that he says he faced as DA, which he said made it hard to handle a big case like this in a more timely manner.
And in these ethics charges, who actually hears the testimony and ultimately decides whether or not he will face a penalty?
This is a disciplinary panel of the North Carolina State Bar. Even though this is taking place inside a courtroom, it's not a trial. It's being heard by a panel of three people appointed by the State Bar, and they're empowered to listen to testimony and decide Mike Nifong's fate. They're hearing from witnesses. They're asking a lot of questions. And we should say, among the people who we still expect to testify later in this hearing are some of the lacrosse players themselves. Two of the players who were charged, Reed Seligman and Colin Finnerty, are in the courtroom this afternoon.
You say this body will decide his fate. What are the potential penalties?
There's a pretty broad range. Disbarment would be the most extreme penalty he could face. Then on the other end, he could walk away with just a reprimand. The North Carolina State Bar has not traditionally been especially tough in cases of prosecutorial misconduct. There have been two other cases in the last several years involving prosecutorial misconduct in death penalty cases where innocent men have gone to death row, and in those cases the state bar handed out nothing more severe than a reprimand.
Just quickly, could he be stripped of his title as Durham County District Attorney?
That's not something that this panel can do. They can remove his law license, but that action in and of itself would not force him to step down.
Thank you, Adam.
You're welcome.
That was NPR's Adam Hochberg outside the North Carolina State Bar hearing for Mike Nifong.